Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The Disney vs. Disney Debates podcast is all about finding the answer to one simple question. What is the best Disney movie of all time? Maybe the question isn't that simple. So join us every Saturday as hosts from all across That's Not Canon fight for their movies in one-on-one debates moderated by me, Zane C. Weber, in order to decide once and for all which of Disney's beloved classics or recent hits will take the crown.
Mine.
Save it for the show. Available now on Spotify, iTunes, and wherever you find podcasts.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
And where are you now?
On the title of
space.
Flying to the moon
on a lovely cloud made of marshmallows.
Greetings and welcome to the 23rd episode of the third season of Law and Disorder, a 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons podcast. I'm your Dungeon Master, Zane C. Weber, and here's a recap on what's happened so far this season of Law and Disorder.
Our heroes have thrown in their lot with their former enemy, the Lady of Doom, now known as Nova, Goddess of the Moon, and have successfully completed a mission for her. Now they have been granted a new mission, a non-violent mission. A mission where they are to convince a lawful good god, Bahamut, Dragon Father, he who sits on high in the celestial plane. They are to convince this entity to join Nova's cause. They are going to a place where lies and violence will not be tolerated. But first, they get to relax.
And that's what happened last time on Law and Disorder. If you want to help us out, you can give us a like on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or you can throw us a couple dollars on patreon.com/Law and Disorder Podcast. And now it is time to get on with the game. This is Law and Disorder, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Zane C. Weber. Here with me to play the game tonight are...
Nick playing Black Patty.
Isaac playing M.
Sebastian playing Jim.
Jack playing Dashbold.
And what happened last time, everyone?
We succeeded in that we didn't die.
We had a good time.
Resounding partial success.
Exactly. Yep. We did half, better than normal.
Half XP.
Yep.
Yep. Half level.
And we're going on to a mission soon to negotiate peace with Bahamut.
Yep. Easy. Mm.
Well, not God of
peace.
Good dragons.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's going to be a really fun one. I can't wait to see how that doesn't go well.
Mm. That'll be perfect. Everything will go just right.
It's like, it seems so simple. We just need to have a friendly conversation. The part that's difficult is us.
Oh, we need to work on the pitch?
Yeah.
We all need to have our own pitch in case one doesn't work.
I'll bring a set of steak knives. If you join us, you can have these wonderful steak knives.
Oh, I'd love to hear Parlous's pitch.
You know, there's this table back home.
So you will note that Palus is no longer with us. He's off with Lavinia and his army. So you've been given a few days of rest, relaxation, and research time from Nova before you're sent off on your mission to talk to Bahamut. So, you've arrived back. About a year has passed due to some timey-wimey shenanigans in Hell. There's been a lot of changes in the status quo. Gods have defected from the god side to Nova's side, as have several demons. She still has all the Fae under her control, and they are protecting the moon from frontal assaults on many different sides. Kandera City is still peaceful. There has been no attack successful in reaching the city.
Asterisk. So far.
Yes, so far.
Excellent.
Obviously, a lot of the forces are looking to deplete her buildup of resources, especially in the greater Fae that are standing sentinel around the city. That is a whole plane of existence that has been captured and harnessed, and this is the main threat that the gods fear, because they cannot reach through the Fae power.
Hmm. When with this whole negotiate with Bahamut to bring him in to talk with Nova thing, where are we bringing him? If he comes with us, is he just going to come like into the city with us? What's the logistics plan?
If he comes with you, then yeah, you'll take him to Nova, and he'll just for an introduction
in the city with us.
Yes.
Okay. That seems like a bad.
It's plan. Most likely going to be an avatar of Bahamut.
Is that like a holographic projection that can die?
No, it's more like either a human form or a beast form, something that he will assume. So he's not like full god dragon.
But he's just as strong and shit. It's just smaller.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I think like a surrogate, but it's still him.
Oh yes. Yeah, it's still totally him.
Okay. Cool.
So obviously some of you know a little bit about Bahamut already. You know that he's one of the like pure good gods. He's never been corrupted, and the fight between good and evil, him and his sister Tiamat, is one that has gone down in legend throughout all time. So obviously some of you are more keen to talk to good aligned gods than others. You have a few days. You haven't been given a definite timeline, but you can assume that in a few days' time you will be summoned and sent to whatever plane of existence that Bahamut is residing in. If you want to do research, if you want to talk to anyone, if you want to accomplish anything, now is the time.
I want to talk to the triangle lad. I forget his name every time.
Babu. Okay.
So
do you want to be in public or do you want to be in private when you do it?
No, just anywhere.
Okay, well,
Jim has no secrets. Jim has so many secrets.
So you're in the room that has kind of been serving as a mess hall for the Titan, and you summon Babu. He's like, "Hello, James. What can I do for you?"
"Name's Jim, buddy. How you going?"
"Hello, Jim. Sorry.
That's all
right. I've refreshed up on all of the therapy protocols. Do you wish to spend some time perhaps processing your traumas?"
"No, I'm good. I have a bit of an odd one for you. So, side note, Earth? What do we call the homeland that exploded? Do we have a name for that?" I was asking you, Zane, but sure.
Earth, yes.
Cool. I had a series of items on me. I would like... Oh, wait, no, I don't know that anymore, do I? I'm lost. Don't worry. I want a standing pole. I want a pole that goes big and then a pole that goes small.
Oh, an extender pole.
An extendo pole.
Easy done. Like, and you hear clanking, clanking, clanking. And just like out of a small hole that kind of Iris has opened in his front, just a small pole extends and he brings it out, presses a button and extends up about 3 meters tall and then shrinks back down to be like a magic wand length.
This is going to be fantastically annoying for a lot of people.
Why only one?
You've done a great job. Thank you so much for this.
Oh, you're very welcome. Who are you going to annoy with it?
Oh, just everyone.
Why?
Anyone. Everyone was a bit vague. Everyone.
Why do you feel the need to annoy people,
no,
Jim?
I'm not going
to
do it on purpose, but let's be honest, you and
but
me.
But you have come to terms with the fact that you are very annoying as a person.
Yes. I definitely have. Thank you. I appreciate this. What do you think Bahamut's going to like? A big old extendy pole in the eye. Like, poke, poke. It's me, your favorite guy, Jim. That's a joke. See, that's a bit of Earth humor. I'm not going to poke a dragon god in the eye. Or am I? Oh, no, I'm not. But if I did, hilarious.
Do you feel the need to be liked by everyone that you meet?
Not even a little bit.
I don't get that impression from you. And yet you seem to hide behind these I guess subtly offensive jokes to just push people at arm's length.
Yeah.
Perhaps we could just have a little bit of a sit down and
I take
we'll
your
talk
arm's
about...
length metaphor and raise you pole's length. And then I poke him with the pole, extending it, pushing myself back from him 3 meters.
A hole in him just oscillates
gross.
Open and goes into him and through the other
comes
side. He just
bees.
Holds towards you like, would you like a hug, Jim?
I'm good. But
I'm going to hug you
okay,
now.
This is
3, 2.
Oh my
one,
god, bees! And I
hug.
Walk away. No, I,
and he's holding
Dex
you.
Dex roll? I don't know.
Sure,
I just want to do like a backwards somersault away from him. Watch me throw my back out before we fight. Not very good. That is a gentleman's 10.
Well, he rolled a gentleman's natural 20.
I guess this hug is happening, regardless of my wishes.
And
I squirm like a motherfucker.
He's going. It's okay, Jim. We'll just take a big, deep breath in and enjoy the touch and the closeness of another person, another thinking being with thoughts and feelings that we can take into consideration.
I don't know what you want me to do, but listen, I'm not going to do it. But I appreciate the idea.
Is he talking to me or Bubba?
Bubba. Sorry. But no, thank you very much. For your help and for the hug, it definitely wasn't the worst.
Don't worry. There's a lot more where that came from,
why is
Jim.
Everyone on the moon just like this.
And here you go, and he gives you a nice, a squidgy white duck.
Like an albino sort of duck sort of thing? Or like a white duck, like it's an just, actual duck? Or it's a sickly white duck?
No, it's a rubber duck.
Yeah, I know.
So your collection.
I didn't think he was handing me an actual duck. Sorry. I mean, like, you said it's white. Is it white like an actual duck is? Or is it white like...
It's white like an actual duck
aww,
is.
I'm going to put it near the bath. That's where the ducks are.
Yes, I know. I've been in there very often.
Excuse me? So what?
I go everywhere, Jim. I'm your liaison. I need to know what you're doing in here and what's going on. That's
okay.
How we know about your friend Murray.
Good old Muzza. Isn't he great?
No, he prefers Murray.
Yeah,
Jim.
Listen, a lot of people prefer a lot of things, but, you know.
Well, you between... like to be called Jim, don't you,
yeah,
James?
But I can't make you call me Jim. I can just request it. But in
very
the end,
politely.
It's your choice.
Arm's length, yes. I'll get to you yet. Here, have another hug. 3, 2.
Dex roll. 12.
17.
Yeah, you're just on top of these hugs today. What can I say?
I'm very good at hugs,
evidently.
Jim.
Yeah, great.
Wait. I've downloaded all of the hug protocols. Just relax into it, Jim. Let the hug happen.
I gotta tell you.
Let the tears flow.
When the permission is... consent even is so important when it comes to these kinds of things. And I appreciate that you are coming from a good place. But I have to tell you, you're so far off the mark with what you're trying to achieve here.
Is it because... you're a liar, Jim.
No, it's because I don't want being touched.
Because you're a liar. And if you let people touch you, that they'll be able to tell that you're lying to everyone about everything.
No, it's that you're hugging me unwillingly. This is all surface level, I promise you. There's no subtext here. This is all text. I do not want to be hugged.
But why are you unwilling, Jim?
Unwilling for what? A hug.
A hug.
Because I don't feel like it, and that should be enough.
Because you don't feel like it because... let's use our feeling words, Jim.
I don't feel like being hugged.
Because
my liaison, you are not my friend.
I am your caretaker. I'm here to make sure that you are as healthy and as happy as you possibly can be.
Well, I would be happier if I wasn't being touched.
You would be happier if you overcame the emotional blocks that you've put in your way to true happiness and accepted a hug every now and then.
There are people I will accept hugs from.
Who are they, Jim?
They're people that I know, people that I trust. Not that I don't trust you, but I don't you enough to trust
you. I really
you.
Want to know their names.
Oh, you know, good old... what's his name? And the other one. You know, the angry one that's with us. She's all right. Really cross. Names are difficult.
All right, Jim.
Yeah.
Well, you go have a think. Perhaps journal. Use your feeling words. Today I felt blank about Babu when he tried to care for me, and I rudely pushed away all of the emotional support that he offered.
I think you need to read a different book to what you have been reading.
I've read all the books.
Well, I think you've overloaded it. You've overcomplicated it. Sometimes it's not about, you know, what's up here. It's about what's in here, you know, in your heart. And I feel like
I don't have a heart. But when you feel the need to talk to someone and let your feelings out, Jim, you know where I will be. Just outside your door, waiting for you to call.
Surely, you must know that's weird, right? Objectively, you must know that's a strange thing to say to someone. Right? No. I'm not bloody crazy. That's a weird... No, thank you.
Jim.
No,
Jim.
I'm a
robot that lives on the moon.
And yet you're making it weird.
I was born weird.
And that's one of your qualities. But you're getting a bit too weird for my liking. And that's fine. You do you, but you do you further away from me, maybe.
Maybe I'll send Betty in. Maybe she will get through to you.
Couldn't imagine a worse idea, but here it is. Thank you very much for the extendo poll. I can't wait to show it to my new best friend, Bahamut.
And Murray. Show it to Murray.
I'm sure Muzzle will love it.
And we'll leave Jim there.
I couldn't just have a happy chat with an NPC.
Define happy chat. A happy chat is he doesn't speak and gives you a gift.
Absolutely. Yes. Hello, shopkeep. Damn it.
All right.
Oh dear.
Did you want to speak to M as well?
Yes, but I'm happy to go a little bit later, just so I'm not going straight for 20 minutes or whatever.
Well, let's go straight to M and then we'll follow M from then on.
Okie dokie.
So I'll invite M into the workshop.
Oh, are you introducing M to Murray?
Oh, he can be there. I'm not going to stop him from being there.
Wait, is the workshop your bathroom?
Let me... Can I paint a vivid picture of how the workshop works?
Please.
Oh, boy.
So I'm now just... This is all just ad lib. I reckon, like, you stand in the bath and you got to, like... It's like a safe sort of combination sort of thing. Like, you know, left, right, blah, 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 blah. And like a little staircase just like comes out of the base of the bath and then you walk through it and then it closes up and fills up.
You know what would be good? Yeah. If the actual drain itself was the dial that you turned.
Ooh, that's
and
nice.
And then it fell around down that and you had a spiral staircase.
No, that's good. Okay, I'll go with what Patty said.
It's a very big bath.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's the biggest bath you've ever seen, I assume. I mean, like, actually, no. The bathhouse probably had big baths.
Company! Yeah. Who are you?
Hey, Murray. This is,
Jim, who's this?
This is M.
Hello, M. I'm Murray.
Hello.
Another M.
Yes, it appears we're both called M.
Perhaps we're twins.
Well, I...
Or perhaps I'm your father.
Hey, wouldn't that be fun?
Or grandfather, maybe.
Well, maybe. I have met both my grandparents and...
You can have three. Divorce is very common in your part of the city, I assume.
City?
The place you're from.
I'm not from a city.
Yeah. Where are you from?
A kingdom.
Wilnistria.
Ah, wonderful place.
The north of Wilnistria.
The dinosaurs, of course.
Lots of dinosaurs.
Why are you here?
It feels like you're describing bad things about Wilnistria now that I think of it.
No.
The dinosaurs are wonderful.
I'm sure they're big and fun
Very
to look
intelligent.
At.
Intelligent.
Aren't they just angry, snarling
no, those
girls?
No, those are the southern ones. You need the northern dinosaurs.
Oh, I like that you have, like, down south, you've got, like, the racist hick dinosaurs, but no, up north, you've got the sophisticated coffee-drinking dinosaurs.
No, they're not racist.
They're
down
just
south.
Beasts.
Well, this is Murray.
I'm Murray.
Hello, Murray.
Murray's
You're Ed.
You can call me Melina.
I will.
And you should call him Muzza. He loves it.
Murray, if you please.
Murray.
Anyway, that aside, I'm actually just took you down here for just a bit of a chat. You know, a bit of a
power. Oh, I'll go back to work then, Shannon. I just don't mind old Murray.
Oh no, you're welcome to join us. It's just more.
No, I've got lots of hammering to do.
So Murray's been helping me out with a couple of the little gadgets I've been using.
Hang on. Where are we? You, as far as I was aware, you had a bath in a room, and that's all you slept in, and we thought you were crazy. Where are we?
Oh, no. No, I'm crazy. but a different level of crazy. How many hammers does Murray have on him?
It like, how many arms like does he have?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Murray is an octopus boy, I forgot to mention.
No. Murray has two human arms and then four robotic arms.
Oh, okay.
He'll be my greatest villain yet.
Wait, he's Dr. Octopus.
He's Dr. Octopus. So, Murray's been helping me out building a couple of little gadgets that, you know, keeping me going down there, you know, sans the old zappity zaps. But that aside, I just wanted to have a bit of a chat before we get to Bahamut, because I'm genuinely concerned that you're going to die, and it's only because of your personality.
That is. That's quite an accusation, Jim.
I know it sounds... Okay, phrasing is never my thing, but...
Also, he's not one to talk about people's personalities, really.
No, not really.
Yeah, so just as an outsider, I thought we could have a bit of a strategy meeting because I'm...
Are you planning some treason, Jim?
No. So, I've come at this the wrong way. When Nova assigned us this specific job...
Yes.
She did so while, you know, making... sort of less than subtle accusations towards a few of us that, given who we are, we might run into some difficulty here. And my concern is that we're being sent to this particular place as a way of naturally removing us from the situation as it is. And I agree.
Sounds like
because I think it's going to get you killed.
I don't think so.
Well, agree to disagree, but I would still rather put some stuff in place to maybe avoid that.
I plan on completing the mission.
And what is the mission to you?
Well, the mission to me is whatever my lady told me to do.
Which lady? Nova?
You know which one. The one that
I follow. See, this is the part that I'm worried about, because I don't disagree with anything you're saying.
Good.
Which is why I know it's going to get you killed.
Jim, I've been in, well, maybe not worse situations, but definitely sticky situations before.
Gross.
No.
Okay, let's... I can't make you do anything. I don't want to make you do anything, okay? I just want you to think carefully about what you're getting yourself into, what the result might be from that in the immediate future. I'm not talking long game here. I'm talking very short term. Is what you're thinking of doing now worth getting in the way of what you want to do later?
Jim, what I plan on doing right now is going on the mission, speaking with Bahamut and convincing him to join the right side.
And with that one word, the game was given away.
And I don't disagree with that. I honestly don't. When you get scorched to ash.
Why would I get scorched to ash, James?
I mean, you could also just get disintegrated. I don't know.
Are you planning on attacking me?
I'm not the one that you should be worried about.
I'm not worried.
Good, you shouldn't be.
Because we're all on the same team here, aren't we?
Mm. Are we?
Are we?
I tried.
DM giggling in the corner. Like going Murray's just like laughing.
All right, listen, you do you, buddy. What I'm going to suggest is, out of everyone on the team, if I were you, I would, you know, keep, you know, one eye on Black Patty. I'm just going to call it what it is. I think you should be very careful around him, because I think the second he finds out exactly what you're up to, you're not going to be worried about Bahamut. You're not going to be worried about Nova, because I think he's going to be the one that takes you out. And I'm not trying to make you get the jump on him first. I just want you to know, be careful, because it isn't just being attacked from, you know, one god to the other one, okay?
Oh, Jim. Why would he ever have any reason to fight me if we're on the same team? Going for the same objective, speaking to Bahamut. And don't worry, I always have both eyes open. I'm watching all of you. I don't sleep. Literally, I don't sleep. I've seen what you do when you sleep.
I've had like micro sleeps every 5 seconds. You're just like, I could take
No, I don't. I don't sleep at all.
I have had the strangest conversations today. Okay. Listen.
Have you? Or yeah. About you have a very strange one when we go speak to Bahamut.
Guarantee that's going to be the most straightforward conversation I've had in the last 24 hours. All right, listen, you're fine. Run along there, champ.
Am I beholden to you or something? Are you our leader? Last time I checked, you forwent all of that responsibility when you gave up your name.
No, I'm not. No one's lead. I mean,
you're acting like it. You're acting like James again. Are you coming back out of your shell?
I'm acting like I don't want the one person that wants the same thing as I do to get murdered on this mission.
Oh, we want the same thing.
Mm.
Because I'm pretty sure we all want the same thing.
I mean, to a base level, yeah, I think we all don't want to die. That's about as far as I think all of our goals align right now.
Well, potentially.
Good luck. Okay. Honestly, good luck. I'll keep an extra eye out there for you myself, but I can't do that much to help, okay?
It is what it is.
It is. Have fun.
I will.
Murray, look at this pole I got. Zoom, zoom, zoom.
What a pole!
I know, right? And now look at it. Unzoom, unzoom, unzoom. I'll work on that sound effect later.
You've been summoned to the Depository of Knowledge.
Ooh, okay. Right.
The Queen of Wilnistria wishes to speak to you.
Inform her I am on my way.
Tell Cheryl I said hi.
No.
It's fair. Also, what's her name? It's not Cheryl.
You don't know in character, I'm not going to tell you.
I don't?
No.
So, well, I'm responsible for their deaths, but I don't know who they are. Classic James.
No, they blame you for their deaths.
That's better.
Right. I guess I'll...
Are you heading straight there?
Yes. I'll make sure I have all my stuff on me, though, just in case.
That's totally fine. So you head to the repository of all knowledge and to the oracle, the big sphere that you have spoken to your queen on before. You stand on it, you summon her, and she says, "Oh, M, wonderful."
I bow down.
"Oh, enough of that, enough of that, enough of that. How did your mission go? You were gone a long time."
"Longer than expected, but it was a partial success."
"Success for Nova?"
"Success for all parties and failure for all parties."
"I see. I have in my possession some knowledge, and you are my sole agent outside of this place. So I'm going to pass it on to you with an order. Do you Please? Still accept my orders?"
"Of course."
"It is a matter of mathematics how Nova intends to distribute the power and influence of the new world, correct?"
"I believe so."
"And yet she seems 100% confident that she will hold the balance of power in this creation, correct?"
"That's what she believes."
"Have you thought any about how this could be possible if we have all of the souls of the earth here where I am? How could she seek to control, or at least overwhelm by number, that many personalities?"
"That is a good point."
"I believe I have an answer."
"Please."
"In your report, you mentioned that you met a moon village. There are very many of them. This is her trick card. These souls are the balance that she will use, for they follow her blindly."
"That is interesting."
"If they were to not be counted, then the nation of Wilnistria would have much greater sway over the end of things."
"Well, hopefully it doesn't have to come down to that, but I will take that knowledge and I'll do with it what I can."
"I have another piece of perhaps unrelated information. Many, many centuries ago, before the Lady of Doom found her home on the moon, there was a great plague that killed 80% of the population of the moon."
"Really?"
"Yes."
"How did you come about this knowledge?"
"Like I said, all of the souls of all of the world are held in this chamber. I have access to all of them. It's just a matter of convincing them to talk to me."
"Well, you are good at that."
"Unfortunately, I only have two hands outside of this chamber."
"Well, thank you for the knowledge. I will..."
"I can give you the reference to the book."
"There's a book on it. Please, there's not much to read out here. It isn't propaganda."
She gives you the reference coordinates of a section and a particular book in the repository. Do with it what you will, in the interests of Wilmistria. That is my order.
I swore an oath. An oath must be fulfilled. Thank you for your time.
And she blinks back into the center of the glass orb.
Can I roll a perception to see if anyone was listening?
Yes.
So that will be a 19.
No, you're always pretty careful to find a place not directly next to or around anyone else. And you're fairly certain that no one was paying any attention to your particular conversation. Everyone who comes here is pretty emotionally invested in whatever they're going to be talking about.
Okay.
But you're pretty confident that no one heard what was said. Also, the nearest person to you would maybe be 25, 30 feet away, and you can kind of see a vestige of the image that they're talking to, but you cannot hear any words.
It's just that she is worried that she's going against a seemingly omnipotent?
The gods aren't omnipotent. They're as powerful as they can make themselves.
It's true, but in the city, and I'm already under suspicion.
I don't think you're under suspicion. I think Nova knows exactly what you're doing.
She hasn't said it, so I call it suspicion.
She definitely said it. We definitely had this exact conversation last session.
Hey.
And then we just had this conversation ourselves.
I have not lied to anyone here.
Is this just what it's like talking to me?
Heavily admitted. Yes.
Is this what it's like?
Yes.
That's fucking infuriating.
Oh, really?
I have not lied to anyone. I have said the truth. What they read out of it is up to them.
Are they going to read the truth or are they going to read my lie? Who knows?
Who am I lying to? Who am I being truthful to? We just don't know. All right. Well, I guess I'll go to the library and I will look up three books.
Mm-hmm.
The one I've been told about. I will also look up anything on the history of the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Like just a general history. I'm not looking for anything kind of like too in depth. And then I want to look up another book on baking.
Okay.
I'm going to get a book on baking, a book on poison, and a book on masking the taste of almonds. Is that
okay? Yeah, absolutely. You find a very generalized history of the moon written well before Nova was even a thing.
Does it talk anything about this plague in there?
It mentions a couple of times basically pestilence and woe, but it doesn't mention the plague specifically.
Mm-hmm.
The book that the Queen referenced is specifically about that plague and how it happened. And it basically came out of a culling of the catbug population. A mass grave. The pestilence came from inside that grave and then spread through the plant life. So that's why the cat bugs, they're not allowed to kill the cat bugs anymore, which is why they just stay away from them.
Huh. Very interesting. Do the dates kind of roughly match up between the two books?
Yes, roughly.
Brilliant.
Because they only speak in general terms. There's not a specific frame of reference like years or what have you.
Yeah, Em's still a little suspicious that she might be getting bad information.
Sure.
She trusts the Queen, but she's a little suspicious with everything that's going on that she isn't being fed information.
Sure.
So she just wants to double check, be careful, and
do you want to roll an insight or a history?
I will roll a history.
Okay, so the history is basically going to either affirm, deny, or do neither of whether or not this is actual true information.
Well, I'm pretty certain it's true information. It's just, am I being fed this true information?
For a reason.
For a reason, yeah. To try and catch me out or something. Because it's like, this is, I'm glad for the help, but it's also, this comes at a very convenient time for Nova to give me this sort of thing, to fall into a trap.
True. I can't help you there. This is up to you.
Okay.
This is a character choice. There's no role that I can, like, unless you want to literally go talk to Nova and then play with that, fire.
That sounds like a terrible idea. I guess it would just be an insight on the queen.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that will be only a 14.
Okay, in all of your experiences with the queen, she's been a very intelligent person, but not a very suspicious person. However, after the disaster, she became almost vindictively paranoid. So she seems to have chosen her words very carefully in that she didn't tell you where she got the information from. Because you think that she is also testing you to see what you do with this information.
Yes, it makes sense. Okay, well, how's the book on the baking?
It's mostly like biscuits and rock cakes.
Brilliant. I want to write down one of them.
Usually using ingredients that you have no idea what they are.
One that looks achievable.
Okay.
I'm just going to take that piece of paper back to the Titan. And a year has passed. Has the time chamber opened?
Not yet.
Okay, well, I'm just going to find a kitchen and try to bake this thing.
Okay. Easy done. Black Patio Dashboard, what are we doing?
Okay, I'm going to be hanging out at Palouse's house, enjoying some nice food, some good wine.
Excellent. Yeah, so it's kind of a hotspot now for the new gnolls.
Yeah, that's fine.
More of the hierarchy is kind of emerging, and like so the new generals and what have you are coming through and talking to him, and you hear lots of talk of Lavinia, but she's never in Palouse's house.
Okay. I want to call for Babu.
Yes, Black Patty.
Babu, this table is just magical.
Yes.
Do you have one that's smaller and bottle-shaped and just has alcohol in it?
You want a bottle-shaped table that has alcohol in it?
I'm sorry, I may have been a little bit vague there. I want a bottle of alcohol that doesn't run out.
Any specific kind of alcohol?
Ambrosia?
All right. Well, it won't be the same as the table exactly. You see, the table is actually part of a much greater mechanism that runs throughout the city of Candela.
Oh.
But we can give you a much smaller mechanism that sits inside a bottle and just generates one form of liquid until it is full, and then you can drink it and it will fill back up again in time. Is that what you're after?
Thank you, Babu. As always, you immediately strike to the heart of the problem and deliver a perfect solution.
You fucking suck up. Where's the confrontation?
He just gave me unlimited alcohol.
Yeah, he gave me a big stick too. It's all good. It's all the same.
He's giving us what we're asking for. Why are you so pissed?
I'm not in the habit of asking for much in return, Black Patty.
Yes, Babu.
But could I ask a favor of you?
Oh, yes.
Next time that you see Jim,
fuck off!
Can you just give him a big hug?
Absolutely.
And don't stab him when you do it.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Just a hug.
Okay.
Trust me, it'll be as painful for him as you want it to be.
Oh, okay.
But also beneficial.
Thank you, Babu.
You're very welcome. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Yes. Do you know what Dashbold is?
Yes, he's on the Titan.
Oh, excellent. I think I might go visit him.
Well, do you want me to take you there?
Yes, please.
All right. Hold your breath. And he walks out of the he walks out of the house, and then basically the ground oscillates open, and then you just go into a vacuum tube, and he's just holding you as you vacuum through Candera, and in less than a minute you kind of pop up in the just outside of the Titan. Here we are.
Oh, that's quick. Never do that again.
Oh, how will I get around?
No, never do that to me again.
Oh, right. It's just very efficient.
Oh, so efficient. I loved it. The efficiency.
Yes, here's your bottle.
Thank you. I take a drink.
Yes, and it's ambrosia.
Yay!
Ambrosia? I'm actually not familiar with this one, sorry. What kind of thing is it?
It's like wine of the gods.
Oh, okay. So just good wine.
Yeah, good wine.
Like,
good
just wine. Good wine.
So like, really good wine. It's like 100% alcohol hand wash or something.
Yeah. How distilled is it? Like,
Dashbold, in what situation does Black Patty find you?
Just hanging out with my son. Just bar, catching up.
Okay, so Jasper is...
Last time I saw him, he was like unable to speak, so...
Correct. He's now about 14.
Yep.
And a spitting image of Dashball. He talks in almost the exact same way and just a bundle of energy. Greta looks tired.
Hey, Jasper.
Hi. What?
Hey, Patty. I'll teach him how to...
Dad, play a game with us.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna get all these here, and we're gonna juggle them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Here we go. You ready?
Yep.
All right. I chuck you a bunch of juggling things,
and I juggle them.
Pins.
Roll me. you've never juggled before, right?
No.
Roll me a dex at disadvantage.
A disadvantage?
Yes.
Okay, well, I guess I can't use that nat 20.
No, you can't use the nat 20.
So it'll just be 25 then.
Oh. Well, I guess that's enough.
Talented bastard.
Jasper joins in. He's obviously not as good as you, but he's also like comes up to your mid-thigh. But yeah, so he kind of jumps in, and he's very enthusiastic and has no concept of like the fact that you could get hurt. Like, he's just pegging them at your head and you're just kind of catching them and then juggling them back to him in a much more safe manner. But yeah.
Can I join in? I'm going to join in.
Roll a dex.
Dex?
I'm just a regular dex for you because he's been juggling with you for a while.
What do I add to it?
It's just dex.
Just dex?
Just a dex roll.
So my proficiency in dex?
You're not proficient with juggling, so you just roll dex.
Just a 19 then.
Just a dex check. Yeah, that's enough. You jump in. You catch a couple to the side of the face because Jasper has no concept of like pain because he's literally grown up in a blessed life.
Yeah.
So you spend a good, like, I'm going to say like 50 minutes, an hour, just constantly juggling, and he keeps switching things up and waiting for you to fail, and you never fail.
Yep.
And so he keeps switching things up, and then Dashbold fails, but then you pick it up, and it's just it's very exhausting.
Yep. It's amazing. I teach him a song, he just gets it instantly.
That's incredible.
Crazy.
You've got a good boy here, Dashbold.
Yeah, I do. Oh man, you don't teach him much though, hey? Because
you stay away from him.
I mean, I love you, but you know, you do you. And, you know, you've got that dragon you're teaching.
Way over people, there.
So yeah. So anyway, how you doing?
Oh, I've got this new bottle. Hey, Jasper, would you like to try some?
No, not yet. Not yet. No, it's probably like, you know, in a month or something.
So you did. He will slow down growing once he hits adulthood, which will probably be in another few months.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Hey, Dashbold.
Yeah?
I think I might be in a bit of trouble.
Well, why? Who did you... What happened?
I'm not sure how Bahamut's going to take to me.
I mean, you could ask Babu, but I'm sure he'll just see that you're an evil person and just be like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, as long as
he's lawful, right? He's not like disintegrate on sight.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, so as long as you don't
antagonize him.
Yeah. You know.
Well, that's true.
Give him your pitch. Don't lie. You'll know if you're lying.
Yeah, that's true.
It's probably worse.
Well, I don't plan to lie to him.
Anything you could do, really, is lie, apart from obviously, you know, trying to... If you see any canaries...
Yep.
I hear they're not canaries.
Okay.
Yeah, they're probably dragons.
Yeah, they're probably right.
Probably
yeah.
Big dragons.
What are we going to do about M?
M? You know, I was thinking we could just all do our own pitches.
Yep.
M can have her pitch.
Yep.
You can have your pitch.
Mm-hmm.
That way, none of us are really... going to get disintegrated if the other one, anyone else, says something.
So just let everyone stand on their own merits.
Yeah, you know, like reflects Nova's whole thing. Is like everyone coming together, different points of view, all valid. I don't want to die.
I'm going to start juggling with Dashbold just slowly.
Mm. Would you like me to talk to M?
Yeah. Yeah, I really worry about Em, you know, like she's dealing with a lot. She doesn't sleep, you know.
but she never has.
Yeah, I know, that worries me.
It's actually a point of pride for her, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's weird. If I didn't sleep, I'd go crazy.
Sleep's boring.
It's true, it is.
Could be reading instead.
Yeah, I just worry that Em's gonna get herself killed.
Yeah. I think we should have a talk with her, and
yeah.
I think Greta should talk to her. She's really good at that.
Yeah. If you could just have a chat with her, Greta, if you wouldn't mind.
Of course. And just to make sure that she's not going to get you all killed.
Yes.
Well,
yes,
specifically
definitely.
Herself. But yes, me as well.
Specifically herself, yeah.
Yeah.
I assume Bahamut wouldn't just kill us all if one of us did something, right?
Yeah. I mean, we could always kill her for Bahamut as an offering if it comes to that. A show of good faith.
I'm sure that won't be necessary.
Maybe I'll go talk to Em.
Yeah, but just so you know, Dashbold,
I'm
ready to do that.
Before you...
Just so that you know, when the chips are down, that's where,
buddy,
I stand.
Yeah.
Where do you stand, Dashbold?
I stand on the side of Nova and all my friends.
That's what I like to hear, Dashbold.
Yeah, all my friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
And cut.
Okay, so Black Patty's just going to go have some debaucherous times with the gnolls, I think.
Yep.
With his never-ending alcohol. So we'll leave that there. Is there anything that you want to do, Dashbold, specifically, other than just kind of spend some quality time catching up with your now older family?
I'd like to talk to Babu. I mean, who doesn't?
Who doesn't? Everyone
say,
wants to talk
you just
to
say
Babu.
Babu and he just
I haven't
appears.
Talked to Babu.
He does.
Yeah.
Yes, Dashbold.
So, first of all, I heard you giving out free hugs.
Ooh,
I
have
pass
hug.
Up a free hug.
And he just kind of like shrinks down mechanically and gives you a hug.
Hell yeah, nice. That's a good quality hug. If you see Em, she'd hug Em. She needs
all
hugs.
Right, duly noted.
Excellent. Yeah, so I was thinking, Bahamut, do you know anything about what sort of pitch we should make? Any recommendations?
Well, we have had reports that he's not unsympathetic to our cause.
What does he like about our cause?
He likes the fact that we don't outwardly want to kill anybody, in that we are preserving people for the new world.
Mm.
His worry is that it won't be equitable, and that if more evil joins our side, then the new world will be more net evil. As a good god, this is his main concern. And so, it is up to you to ascertain what we can do to set his mind at ease.
Yes, yes. Do you know what his sister is, his other, Tiamat is?
Oh, yes. No one's heard of Tiamat yet. I'm sure she'll make herself known when she's ready. A lot of people or entities such as that have gone into hiding or have started hoarding their power in order to make a strike. And that is what we are worried about. We were expecting a much bigger frontal assault than we have thus far observed. And we're worried that there is an alliance somewhere that we have no contact with or knowledge of, and that they will strike and make greater headway than anyone has yet. But we cannot prepare for that which we do not know of. Bahamut would be a great boon to our cause. We have three gods already on our side.
Oh, yes.
Bahamut would be a great boon, for he controls the good dragons.
What are the gods on our side? We have Nova, obviously.
Nova is not counted in the three.
Oh, of course, yes.
Mistra was the first to join us.
Interesting.
Nice.
That's a fun one.
How quickly did she join? Like, suspiciously quickly?
Was a 2.5 months after you...
2.5 minutes.
After you left for hell.
Oh, yeah.
There was no negotiation. She simply decided that magic should be on our side. Then Maleki, goddess of the forests and forest creatures. And finally, Itishia, goddess of elemental water.
Very nice, okay.
Mistra was the greatest of them that joined us. Bahamut would be equal to her in value.
Well, I do have just one other question. So my son, growing up very quickly.
Yes.
I heard you've read all the books on psychology and stuff like
yes,
that.
Yes, so I've downloaded all the therapy protocols.
Could you just give me some tips on how to raise a son that's growing a lot faster than a normal son?
And well, you have done all that you can. Given him the attention while you're there and putting... valuing him above all else. You are not unknown to him.
Good.
He values you as a hero as well as a father.
Good. No, thanks.
Greta and I, as well as Pan and Cornell and everyone here, we speak nothing but praise of Dashbowl.
Praise of Dashbowl. That's what I like to hear. All right. Thanks, Babu. I'll see you around.
Don't forget to hug him. When I next see Em, I will give her an embrace.
You should just go to her right now.
I feel that she is somewhere away from where she would want me to be.
Oh, okay. That just makes me want to go there personally.
Ah, yes, but you haven't downloaded all the therapy protocols, have you?
It's true, yeah, I probably shouldn't.
All right. Goodbye, Dashbowl.
Bye.
And we'll leave it there. Where we will leave our heroes this week. Join us next week to see how our heroes deal with the problem of M. A big thanks, as always, goes out to Alex Smith for our theme tune and Matt Garbutt for our character art. Also to Tabletop Audio and Battle Bards for supplementary music used in this episode. If you would like to help us out, give us a rating and a review on your podcatcher. Whatever you're listening to us right now, if there is an option to give us a review, please do. We love hearing from all of you people. We are coming up to the end of our third season, and we are looking at big changes for our fourth. So we'd love to hear from you and where you would like to see the game go. As always, I've been Zane C. Weber. Thank you for listening.
So what mountain were the stones in the walls of this specific monastery mined from exactly?
Where can my character take a dump?
What's the governmental structure of every town in this entire
continent? Which magic using class is like the most attractive?
How do these people know how to make tunnels under their town when all they do is farm?
Why does the genie always
weird?
Refuse to make people fall in love with me? Like,
if
who hurt
poison
him?
Rules are the same for every player race, does that mean they all have
can
the
my
same
character
digestive
have a pet?
System?
Ooh, can that pet have a pet?
Are your players asking too many questions? Do you really know how your world works? Don't you wish there was a podcast that made this whole thing easier? Come on over to Dungeon Deep Dive, your favourite fantasy world-building podcast. Whether it's tabletop RPGs or creative writing, we do the research so you don't have to. Find us on your podcatcher of choice or on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram on @DungeonDeepDive.